Hello, Audio Boo, Pawara here. It is the 3rd of August. It's Friday, I believe. The time doesn't really mean much when you're on holiday, does it? This is my Audio Boo. So, yesterday was less than successful. As I mentioned in yesterday's Boo, I had rather stupidly left half my medication behind when we'd been packing. So the plan was to go and pop over to a Tesco's pharmacy and see if they could link their information with my home Tesco's pharmacy and provide me with my repeat meds. Unfortunately, this wasn't quite so straightforward, mainly because the pharmacist at Tesco was rather less than helpful and not prepared to help at all. I'm sure I've spoken to a friend who's a pharmacist before and she said they can do that, but they weren't prepared to budge. So we ended up in a GP walk-in centre on the island associated to a hospital. Had about an hour's wait there before I saw a GP. Apologised profusely. Got a prescription. And then had to hunt the pharmacy that has the prescription meds in stock problem. The hospital pharmacy did have them, but it would have been a 2-hour wait, and we thought we couldn't really subject the kids to that over lunchtime. So we went to a Sainsbury's pharmacy, much more helpful staff, but unfortunately they got halfway through filling it and discovered they didn't have half the stuff. And then went to a Lloyd's pharmacy and they only had one of the items, and then finally got to Boots, who managed to fill the prescription. By this point we were very hungry. So, yes, less than successful. But did reward the kids for waiting with a McDonald's, so they weren't too unhappy at the end, so that was great. And I have to say that the iPhone Maps app, which I think is Google Maps, isn't it, was absolutely excellent. Just be able to type pharmacy in and get little splodges on your map, and spent a lot of time walking up and down town, popping into different pharmacies. That was really, really useful and saved a lot of time. So yes, I'm very pleased now that I have the meds to last the holiday. They're anti-allergy meds. They're one of those, they're a group of medications that I don't tend to notice I need as long as I keep taking them. I get all year round rhinitis, except I don't because I'm on the meds. And feel perfectly normal and perfectly human, except if I miss a day of meds. And then I start to feel very ill indeed. I just feel like I've got a permanent cold and itchy, and it's all very, very horrible. So I'm glad I got those. But I haven't been too... Well, I have been lucky with my health, but I've had my other news that I alluded to in the thing. Some people who have been following Twitter will have already noticed this, but I had a routine cervical smear earlier on, last month, and while... Yeah, some of the questions that a smear implied that there was something very wrong. So I ended up with a barrage of tests. And fortunately, the first test that I was really worried about, which was that it could have been an early sign of cancer, came back negative. So that was good. I've since had a load of another barrage of tests for things such as premature menopause and... fibroids and cysts and various other things, and that's come back clear, so I'm relieved about that. At some point I do have to go back for blood tests, but I think we're down into the possibly a bit stressed and body going mad or just being weird, so I'm not really worried too much about that now. But it was rather a stressful time, and but certainly contributed to not wanting to boo much at the time. I suspect, in retrospect, a lot of it was due to the fact that my sleep patterns have been all over the place with my old job, due to shift working, and I know from past experience that I don't do well. Sorry, excuse me, frog in my throat. I don't do very well on lack of sleep, and it really was very much out of whack for the last 6 months, and I'm sure that hasn't done my body and my cycle any good whatsoever. So... hopefully that's that, all done and dusted, and I can go back to being healthy again with all my medication on hand. So yes, I'm running out of time. I've actually filled up 5 minutes, so I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Bye now.